On the go today, we have the play at the Legion this afternoon. Curtain call is 7 o'clock. It's a soldier's letter, and it's going to include some local celebrities and as well as some some Canadian Hollywood celebrities that are going to be doing some readings, and we're going to have some videos, and it's going to be a fantastic time as far as remembrance and talking about PTSD, which is, of course, very important to a whole lot of veterans that are out there.
And tickets are $10, $5 for 12 and under. And how are the tickets going? Do you know if there's any left?
Yep, the tickets are going very good. They are still some left at the you can get them at the office at the Legion between 9 and 4 today, or they will also be available at the door tonight.
All right, good.
Ed, this is a very big week, obviously a very active week. Tell me what's ahead for Friday.
Friday, we are looking at doing our Remembrance Day parade, which this year, something different from all the other years, we're going to be forming up at the Royal Bank on 2nd Avenue and 9th Street, as opposed to starting out at Metro, which we have done in the past. But we're going to be marching around the City Hall. We're going to be going over Veterans Bridge and onto 1st Avenue and having our usual remembrance service at the Cenotaph across from the library.
All right, very good.
And how big will your parade be? Sorry, Paul.
We're expecting probably about 100 people total kind of idea. We're going to be firefighters, police. There's going to be people from Grainsome Go Foresters, from Meaford Base, and also our Legion Platoon, along with our color party coming around the bridge. And usually it's around about 100 people.
And so far, the weather, we were chatting about this before I got you on the air. So far, the weather looks pretty good, 16 degrees and cloudy for Friday. And it looks like if we're going to get any rain, it's going to be moved off to late in the afternoon or maybe overnight, hopefully.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, because I know I've been out there when it's been rainy and cold and snowy. And we're looking forward to this being one of the best Remembrance Day parades that we've had as far as weather goes.
And it's always a special day. What do people need to know about the parade, especially in terms of an advisory before Friday?
Before Friday, we're going to be looking at getting just set up on Friday at 10 o'clock. They're going to start shutting down the streets. We're going to form up around about 10:15, and the parade will step off at about 20 to 11, getting around to the Cenotaph, probably about 5 or 10 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour, and we'll be setting up and getting ready for the everything that happens at the Cenotaph at that point.
All right.
Great day.
And I know you're always looking for members. You don't have to have served or have a family member who have served in the armed forces to be a member of the Legion. If someone wants to be a member, how can they do that?
Yep, they can either, there's two ways they can do it. They can either go online and join up as there's ordinary member, which is someone who's served, associate member, which is someone who has a relative that served, and there's also affiliate member, which is allowed to anyone who is interested in what the Legion stands for, wants to be a part of the Legion. They can certainly join up that way, and they can do that either, again, online or on person. Legion.ca.
All right. That sounds great. Ed, all the best this week, all the best today, and certainly on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Fred and Paul.
Thanks very much, Ed.
Have a great day.
You too, Ed.
Take care now.